move it because the lecture room is being renovated. The third choice is ideal for those of you who want to get a bit of fresh air. We've called it A World in Your Garden, which we thought was appropriate as it looks at the sort of things you can find just by stepping out of your front door. Anyway, for those of you interested in getting away from the classroom, Dr. Watkins will be taking you on a nature walk through the local park and will be telling you about some of the fascinating animals and plants that live and grow nearby. And it's a lovely day for a walk. The final option, well, you might want to avoid this one if you're frightened of things like snakes, as this is a hands-on workshop where you'll actually get a chance to handle these exotic creatures. It won't just be snakes, however. I believe Tom Howard, our resident reptile expert, has brought some other reptiles along for you to meet, including his pet tortoise Reggie, who is over 100 years old, and a pet lizard he calls Arthur. So, if you want to meet Reggie and his other reptile friends, head on over to the biology lab at 9:30. I'm sure you'll have a lot of fun. For those of you who don't usually use the biology lab, could I remind you that you need to put on one of the white coats by the door before you go in? OK, now we've got some students here from Bardwell College who have joined us.
Unit 5, Track 12.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our College Natural History Day. You've all got your programme for the day, but let me just give you a bit of information about your options for this morning's sessions, which begin at 9:30. Remember, you need to attend one of these sessions. All right, your first choice is called Dogs Might Fly, which will take place in Room 27. Professor Keenan, who you may remember ran a workshop last year on how dinosaurs became extinct, will be giving a lecture on the evolution of animals. In particular, she'll be looking at how they may evolve in the future, and this will be followed by a group discussion where you'll get a chance to ask her questions and offer your own thoughts and opinions on this. So, if the evolution of animals is something you're interested in, head for room 27. We all know that animals communicate with each other, but what about flowers? Your second choice is a video presentation called Flowers Talk. This considers the possibility that plants and flowers do actually communicate with each other. The video is presented by Patrick Bell, who has just written a book on how plants adapt to their natural environment. So it should be very interesting. That will take place in the lecture room. Here in the main hall. We've had to move...